BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. EU finance ministers have agreed a €500 billion rescue package for European countries hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. The chairman of the Eurogroup, Mario Centeno, announced the deal reached after marathon discussions in Brussels. The French finance minister called it the most important economic plan in EU history. The state of New York has recorded another 799 deaths from COVID-19, the highest number of deaths in a single day since the start of the outbreak. The state governor, Andrew Cuomo, said he'd had to call in extra funeral directors to cope with the crisis. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved out of the intensive care unit where he'd been for 3 days, but remains in hospital. 881 people have died in British hospitals in the last 24 hours. South Africa is to extend its nationwide lockdown until the end of April. The president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said there was clear evidence the restriction was already limiting the spread of COVID-19. The US state of Georgia has postponed primary elections for a second time due to the coronavirus pandemic. They're now scheduled to be held in June. At least 15 other states have also postponed their primaries. The ride-hailing company Uber has said it plans to give out millions of face masks to its drivers around the world as part of efforts to stop the spread of the virus. It said it delivered a first order to drivers in New York City. The BBC has found that since the corona crisis began, hundreds of bogus websites have been set up claiming to be able to sell protective products in bulk to firms and individuals around the world. Analysts say many have been created by professional scammers based in West Africa who used to run fraudulent pet sale schemes. BBC News.